Today is April 4th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Aberdeen clerk kills ex-Italian veteran. Harry B. Duncan, 46, manager of the Aberdeen branch of the Singer Sewing Machine Company, was fatally wounded during an altercation in the Tripoli grocery store at 108 South G Street shortly after 5 o'clock this afternoon and died a few minutes later on the operating table at the Aberdeen General Hospital. Ben Peary, 29, Italian, 106 Chehalis Street, a clerk in the grocery store, was arrested in an alley at the rear of the store by traffic officer V.E. Heron as he was fleeing from the scene. According to Detective Captain Frank O'Brien, who investigated, Peer admitted that he fired the fatal shots. A .45 caliber revolver was found on the floor of the store. It is the theory, the killings, the culmination in a quarrel over a woman. The police were searching for a woman known as May, a waitress in the Palace Café, operated by Ciro Peary, half-brother of the accused slayer. This woman is said to have kept company with Peary. In other news, shots fail, but police chase ends with man's arrest. Fleeing under a fuselage of shots, Ed Jokima, boathouse number 70, South Aberdeen, engaged police in a wild chase which ended in his arrest for driving a car while drunk early this morning. Desk Sergeant P.J. O'Brien declared that the man was arrested several months ago on a similar charge and a short time later was charged at police headquarters with driving after his license had been revoked. A pedestrian reported to Patrolman James Davis and William Estep that Jokima was driving along Heron Street intoxicated. The officers were walking their beat, and when Jokima came towards them, they rushed to the street and ordered him to stop. Instead, he increased his speed and Patrolman Estep commenced shooting into the air. Five shots were fired, but the car speeded off. The officers then commandeered a car and followed. Jokima was overtaken after the officers raced him for several blocks. He is held in the city jail. A state charge will be filed against him. In other news, expect sheriff to stop suits. Following some differences as to the mode of procedure against law violators in Grace Harbor County, prosecuting attorney A.E. Graham made some statements recently in regard to Sheriff E.L. Gibson. These statements, which were published by the Daily Washingtonian as a matter of news only, were objected to by the sheriff, and action of court was begun against the prosecuting attorney and the Daily Washingtonian. As will be noted by the following statement of prosecuting attorney A. E. Graham, the charges made against the sheriff, Elmer L. Gibson, have been withdrawn and retracted by the prosecutor, and the same statement, as originally published in the Washingtonian as a news item only, is withdrawn by it insofar as a news story can be. And finally, man accused is peeker. Accused by residents on North Alder Street of peeking into windows, Harry Egan was arrested by Detective Camp Frank O'Brien and Police Sergeant P.J. O'Brien and lodged in the city jail. He was later released on $50 cash bail. The arrest was withheld from publication until today while an investigation was made. When officers placed Egan under arrest, he declared that he was out looking for a man who had peeked in his window, the officers said. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 4, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum starting this Saturday, April 6th, with a free admission open house from 11 to 4. Come and see all the changes we've made during our winter closure with a launching of three new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first three decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. Starting this Saturday, the museum will be open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.